Car thefts have risen dramatically in the state of Delaware this year, also elsewhere. WHYY's Chris Barish reports that it's part of a nationwide trend that's been fueled in part by social media.
Detective Joshua Willis of Newcastle County Police says his agency is overwhelmed by the sheer volume of actual and attempted thefts. The county has seen about 600 cases this year, more than double last year's tally. He blames the spike on videos that highlight the vulnerability of Kias and Hyundais, which thieves can start using a USB cable.
We've kind of seen a giant jump with this new Kia Hyundai trend come across on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. A lot of it's just joyriding, honestly. I think it's just a matter of seeing how many they can do, and then they'll kind of post it on Instagram as a kind of clout or, like, look what I can do, the cops can't touch me kind of thing.
County, Wilmington, and state police have reported 1,500 cases this year alone, a sharp increase over 2022. Would-be thieves smashed the front window of medical assistant Courtney Warnett's 2015 Hyundai Elantra in September. Then they pried open the steering column, but fled before starting the car.
You just feel really vulnerable, like it's not your space anymore, especially because it's someone you don't know that was in your car.
She says the cops caught a suspect, and her dealership has promised a free immobilization device to protect her car. But she wants thieves to know the personal damage they inflict.
It's not funny. It really does cause a lot of mental and emotional damage. You're violating people's hard-earned property. This is how they get to work, and this is like their livelihood that you guys are messing with for 5-10 minutes of fun.
Attorney General Kathy Jennings says, quote, nothing is off the table, but did not provide specifics about how she plans to tackle the growing problem. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.